When I got to the school, I found ninth grader Owetu sitting outside. She's a bit of a bookworm and likes to start debates with me, often about U.S. foreign policy. I walked up to her.
So Malala was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. It just came out today, and she didn't win. Any reaction?
The Nobel Peace Prize should have gone to her because she didn't use violence. She had the courage to stand up and say, if you're going to hit me with whatever you've got.
She said Malala's story has inspired young women here in South Africa.
She has taught a lot of women outside that you should stand up for yourself. Make sure that people don't think of you as little. They should think of you as someone who is important and who has a role in society.
Some of Owetu's friends joined her. I thought I'd broaden the conversation.
Do you feel like girls in South Africa are treated unequally compared to boys?
Yes.
For example, if you're a girl and you get pregnant, your parents kick you out. But if you're a boy and you got a girl pregnant, your parents reward you for getting a girl pregnant.
So they reward you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of things...
Wait, how do they reward you?
Like they think they're going to have a grandson.
So they're excited about it because they're going to have another grandkid.
Yeah, a family name.
That's Cecile, a ninth grader. But getting back to Malala, I asked what the girls thought they could learn from her. That's when Owetu said something that surprised me. She said Malala was not only a champion of girls' rights.
She believes we should let people be equal, not judge them by race or by color or by sex. She has potential to be something very huge in the world. Like, she has the power to change a lot of people's minds.
And she said Malala would continue to change people's minds about all forms of equality, even without the Nobel Peace Prize. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.